Lili Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish bin Avila Melech. Shabbos per Chof Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Hichshich Bederech. If a person is along the way and it's almost Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos and it's starting to get dark, Nosin Kisol Anachri. He can give his wallet to a non-Jew, and not only it's before Shabbos, but the Rishonim are mashma that even on Shabbos itself, even though the Rav says Mibod Yom, L'chorah, this is also on Shabbos itself, if it's dark, because we're going to see later. So you can give it to a non-Jew. Now, why are we allowed to do this? Why are you allowed to give it to a non-Jew to take, which is a derabbanon? Because a non-Jew is your shliach. So the rabbanon were concerned that if we didn't allow the non-Jew to take his wallet or his items from him, he would carry it himself because of his own money, because the person is chas al mamono, and therefore we were mekel. Now the Rishonim asked, but we see we're not mekel when it comes to fires, l'alayinu. If there's a fire, one's not allowed to say to a guy specifically to save his items or to put out the fire. If they do it themselves, you don't have to stop them, but you can't tell them or initiate that they should do it. So the Ran says the difference is that by a fire, l'alayinu, that's something that's sudden. And since it's so sudden like that, we're afraid that he's going to put out the fire. And because of the panic, we didn't even allow even any issa d'rabbanan. Mashen kein this is something that's a little more thought out. It's slowly getting dark. And a person's not going to be in such a panic mode. And there is no need to restrict him that much. So we allow him to give it to a non-Jew because of the fear that he may come to carry it. Vim eini mo nachri. And if there is no non-Jew, Manichu ala chamor, he can put it on his animal, on his donkey. Now, putting it on his donkey is a different iser. It's a loisase, as the Torah says, loisase kom lecha atu vemtecha, and this is mechamer, where a person is guiding his animal that's carrying and doing a malacha for him. So why is this mutter? So the Torah says is that it's not carrying from Shas HaYachat to Shas HaRabim, or even Dal Ramas to Shas HaRabim, and what they would actually do, the Rav explains, is that he would always have to make sure that the donkey is never oker and miniach, that he never does an akira and a hanacha, meaning that he would only put the wallet on the donkey while the donkey is moving, and this is even on Shabbos, and this is one of the reasons Taisa Yantav says that in the first case of the Mishnah, when we'd give it to the guy, it's also on Shabbos, because this case of the donkey is on Shabbos, and then as the animal is walking, you do that, the animal wouldn't do the hanacha, you'd put it on the donkey while it's walking, and then when you saw it was about to stop to take a rest, you would take it off the donkey. So therefore, the donkey never does an akira and hanacha. Make sure that there's no mechamer that's being done here. Now, there's another thing that can also happen, Taisa Yantav explains, is that what if there's no donkey? The last resort, one that the Mishnah didn't even want to reveal, because it could come to a takala, but nevertheless, it is a resort, that a person can carry pachos midal amas. He would never walk 4 amas straight. He would walk in very little steps. And this way, he never walked dal amas b'shus harabim. This is if he has nothing else. So he'd walk less than 4 amos and stop, and take a rest, and then continue doing so. The main thing is in these situations, Chazal were mekel. Higil echatzer echatzona, but however, once you get to the outer courtyard of your destination, noiteles hakelim anitalim b'shabbos, you're allowed to take the kelim that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos that aren't muk. So v'sheinin anitalim b'shabbos, and those that are not allowed to be carried, matiris hachavalim, you can untie the ropes, v'asakim noiflim eleim, and the bags would just fall down by themselves from the donkey. And the Rav explains that this was done because once you got into the city, into the first place that your items can be watched, they didn't matter you to continue going in this way and having the donkey carry for you. Therefore, it had to be loosened and taken out over there.